Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Making 8 Outreach Tailgate Party, live by Ica City, Florida. And let me tell you, we are down here watching a real special SSBR event today. Looks like the SSBR is actually putting on a bullfighting clinic. We got us about 11 bullfighters down here. And let me tell you, these guys are in for a treat, man. These guys are working for their money. What they're doing today is they're actually judging these bullfighters based upon their skills in front of these bulls will determine if they're going to take the top four back to Port Charlotte for the Red Man Pro Series Challenge that they have this year. And looks like they've got about 64 bulls down here. They've got six stock contractors brought bulls down. And let me tell you, a lot of them brought their A-pen. They have opened this up as a open practice for the bull riders. So the bull riders have an opportunity to come down and get on some great bulls and really kind of fine-tune their skills. And let me tell you, these bulls have been great. Bullfighters has done an excellent job. We just broke lunch a few minutes ago, and now we're coming back. They just brought out a freestyle bull, kind of letting the bullfighters get an opportunity to and actually, we're going to jump down here. Nick Kakuza is actually coming out of bucket shooting number one right now. Getting ready to slide up on his rope. They got about four or five bullfighters in the arena. They're pairing them up as twos. And what they're doing is they're letting the two kind of get involved. And the other ones are there for support. The other ones are there will back them up in case one of them go down. So it's a safe deal. Nick Kakuza's out. Bull's kind of hopping down right in front of us. And Nick's going to jump off just before he hits the gate. A little short of the 8-second whistle. But a little close-up action there from Nick Kakuza. And we got the boss lady, Miss Kelly, my wife, is out here taking some great photos that we hope to have online here this week. So, rodeo fans, you'll definitely have to stay tuned. Get a grip. Get up on our website and check us out. We do have the phone lines open if you're interested in calling in. Maybe got a question about what's going on down here. We'll be happy to explain it to you. 646-915-9940. But in the meantime, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these stock contractors that are down here. Well, we've been covering a lot of these events here in the last 2 months. Had the opportunity to run in and see a lot of these guys, a lot of these bulls. And it's just a great opportunity, for these guys to get down here and get some good practice on them. A lot of these bulls are hauling out this week, and they're going to be at the next SSBR event. So we've got a lot going on here, but we got B.B. Bucking Bulls, and Billy, I'm not sure of his last name, is the one that is actually providing the arena for us today. Beautiful-looking arena. It's got six bucking chutes in there, and we're actually inside the arena, not inside where the bull riding is, but we're in up underneath the covered arena. Beautiful-looking arena. Like I said, it's really, really nice. They've done a great job with it. We've got got a little music out here playing right next to us and loving every bit of that. Kind of getting the rodeo, the riders pumped up as well as the bullfighters. And today's going to be the day for the bullfighters. We're going to cover a little bit about some of the bull riders. But mostly it's about these bullfighters down here. Like I said, we do have 11 of them here, and these guys are getting it. I mean, these guys are looking to stay in with the SSBR and make some, you know, make some money. So, you know, it's an opportunity that they have to show who they are. Looks like they just turned a bull out. Bull rod is going to be hung up just a little bit. Looks like he's going to be down. I got you. Hang on a second. Looks like he's just shaking up. Looks like we're going to play some music. Looks like we're going to play some music right now and go down there and check on this bull rider. We'll be right back.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Amarillo's where I'll be.
chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a lot of sweet sunrise. See the love in my woman's eye, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot of sea sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
Macon 8 fans, my name is Kelly, otherwise known as the Boss Lady, Scott Macon 8, Meesick's wife. I just wanted to give you an update on our bull rider. He is okay. Scott is out in the arena with him right now. We are waiting on an ambulance to come and get him just to make sure that he is, that there are no other problems. I'm going to play some more music for you, and then we'll get back to you and let you know what's going on.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend. If it's a dollar bill, spin it, or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life. That's cowboy logic. every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off them drains. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
My rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. pull my hat down low, move up on my road, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
Oh! in the middle of a ton of dynamite. When they opened up the gate, the sucker would explode. But I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys, and get back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna talk me, but he'll never live to see the day. If he's a widow making devil with hell in his horn. But I've been around since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching bull riding son of a gun.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Want to let you guys know a little bit about what's going on. We're down here in Mica City. We're actually still in the arena. We're waiting on an ambulance to show up for one of our bull riders. We're actually down here in the arena with this cowboy, cowboy by the name of Jonathan, 16 years old. He's down here for the practice band and been on about three bulls. He took a little shot with his head, from a horn from one of the bulls, but kind of gave him a little bit of a knockout punch there, but he's up and he's actually talking right now. He's doing real good, not complaining of anything. We're actually going to just put him on real quick and let him say hey to the rodeo fans out here. And we're just going to let him know that he's okay. We're going to reassure you fans at home that bull riding is okay, and we got the best staff down here still waiting on the ambulance. But we're going to let Jonathan come down here and just say hello, okay?
Say hey, Jonathan.
Okay.
All right, there you have it. Jonathan down here at Myakka City, from Arcadia down here, and looking to get back out here and get back on some more of these bulls here in the near future. But we're going to cut back out, play a little bit more music, and just want to let you rodeo fans know at home that, you know, this cowboy's going to be okay. He's doing all right now. We got him stabilized and just going to get him down to the hospital and let him get looked at, okay? So you guys hang tight, and we'll be right back.
He had a case of love at first sight, but he didn't take it personal when she said, "You're not my type." He just cowboyed up, dust yourself off, get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got, 'cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough, 'cause they know they got a cowboy up. Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be
takes a long way around. Back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such for cowboys like us.
A junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line rubber just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but fame. Star's truth, fame. big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack, fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two, all out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar, and the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're sounding like a superstar.
You're
easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go.
Hey, welcome back. Sorry about the long delay. Hopefully you guys have been able to be entertained, listen to some rodeo music. Looks like we're going to break down here a little early. We actually have to get on the road and head over to Fort Pierce for the PBR event tonight. I know we're going to be talking about it this week on our Back of the Ranch radio show, which is going to be Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you rodeo fans check it out. Sorry about the delay. That's part of the rodeo business. You know, not real sure what's going on. Still waiting on an ambulance to get down this way, but you know, in the meantime, you guys check out this week, you know, stop in, sign up and register for our Making Eight Buddies page. You know, get involved with us, drop by and say hey to us when we're in there, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week. Until then, you guys get a grip, and we'll talk to you later.